pistachio.
About time you got here.
I think it's cute that you want to grill a steak like the big boys, but you're just making little noise. Not a lot of sizzle when you drizzle on a little bit of sauce. I think you better toss it up. Hey, maybe we should think about ordering out, because you don't know much about earning your clout. That meat chunk smells like a dead skunk, punk, and I ain't gonna eat that junk.
Let me explain a couple of things to you, man, Chaz. It's just cause you got a shiny new grill does not mean you rock the jazz. It takes a lot more than Kraft or Heinz 57 to take that meat from tartar to patio heaven. Listen up, fella, here's how I see it. You need what I got. It's a fistful of custom rub, and I like to rock it hot. Clean up your grill and get rid of them labels. Start by having an original thought. That's how you write barbecue fables.
Spice, and your steak's about as nice as fried mice with white rice. Tartar to all charred, hard, and dark gray. You're making steaks with 30 minutes in a microwave. I'm afraid the grill swill will make me still iller than ill until you kill the thrill. It's like a sick fire drill, meat reeks like a puppy mill. You better chill, cause your skills are nil.
Well, there you go, running your trap all over the place again. Instead of talking smack, you should take care of the fire up in them steaks again. I'm being straight up with you when it comes to the barbecue. Before you began, you were through, wasn't even paying attention to you. But now I am 100% focused, full of despair, trying to decipher if this is a high chop or food for shoe repair. Take it from me, boss, you ain't got no play. I've been watching you destroy stuff on that grill all day. Doesn't even count, bro. So how about you back away from that grill nice and slow?
I think the kin's got claws, but how'd you serve a steak both burned and raw?
Put the implements down, don't even touch them spices. I'll take it from here, Mr. Fairweather, read it in my book, Barbecue Devices.
I cut gut rod from your self-taught store-bought pot of blood clot and meat snot.
It's all about feel, straight from the gut, don't overthink it. A touch here and there, just if you must, magic hat in the air.
Yeah, maybe stay clear of the beer when you're near the grill gear up in here. Another career. I'm only being sincere that I fear the pig's ear that you call a steak. No, man, it ain't great.
It's about time you got it.